Okay, welcome to the family service this morning. Just going to start with two scriptures. One of them's already been spoken, and I've asked Tracy to come out and read the other one. The one that's already been put forward this morning was 1 John 5:11-13, which says, "And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life." Yeah.
And I saw a great white throne and the one sitting on it. The earth and sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
Okay, that was pretty heavy scripture from Revelation. Nice for a family service, yeah? We all excited now? But there is a book that seems to have taken the world by storm at the moment. It's been used by the old and the young. It's been used by the rich and the poor. It's been used by all nationalities and all ethnicities. Businesses use it, churches use it, communities use it, groups use it. Universities and colleges have also used it. This book has also been used by celebrities, politicians, famous athletes, actors, actresses, pop stars. And last but not least, it's also been used by some pastors, evangelists, and ministers. Anybody guess what that book is? It's not the Bible. Facebook. Facebook. Okay. It seems like everybody nowadays is on Facebook. How many of you are on Facebook? Hands up. I can't see your hands. You're going to have to go higher than that. Anybody else on Facebook? Just not admitting to it? Yes. Facebook. Everybody is on Facebook. Okay, so who said they were on Facebook? Leon, you were on Facebook?
No.
You're not? No? You don't like Facebook, do you? No? Emmanuel, I know you're on Facebook. What do you use Facebook for? What do you go on Facebook for? Communications, yeah? Anything else? Well, that's not bad, yeah. Look at people's pictures. Anything else? Information. How many of you are my friends on Facebook? How many of you have had those really nasty game requests from me? I will apologize now, but I like games on Facebook. But Facebook, a lot of people do post it on Facebook. What sort of things do you post? Dave, you're on Facebook. What do you post on Facebook?
Photographs.
Photographs, yeah? Anybody else? What about the status updates? Who puts status updates? 8:15 in the morning, just got up and had a cup of coffee. If any of you want to watch a rugby match, and you want to watch it from start to finish, delete Nicia from your friends list, because she will give you a running commentary from start to finish of Facebook, what is happening. But there's another side to Facebook. How many of you, especially, how many of you are under 18 and are on Facebook? You wish, yeah. Yeah, some people, Talani, Emmanuel, Tony. I know Lovejoy is. Christian, I know Christian is.
Christian is not using Facebook.
He's not, is he? Oh, right, okay. Is Christian not allowed to use Facebook? How many of you... Oh, all right then. How many of you under 18s have your parents on your Facebook list? Well, I'm impressed with that, because I have a family member who refuses to accept my Facebook requests in case I tell them off for the types of things that they post on Facebook, which is really bad. But I'm really, really impressed that all of you have got your family and friends on Facebook. Okay. We do have to be careful with Facebook. We all have a laugh and a joke, and we do enjoy Facebook, but we do have to be careful with Facebook, as with any other social media, things like MySpace, Twitter, anything like that. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, what does Facebook have to do with John and Revelation, two scriptures we read earlier? Well, thinking about Facebook and how popular it is, thinking about how many people want to be on Facebook or in the book, shouldn't it make us really mindful of another book that's far more important than Facebook? And this particular book that I'm talking about, it's not found in stories, it's not found on the internet, instead it's found in heaven. The book that I'm talking about is far more important, and it's called the Book of Life. It's a book that you definitely, definitely, definitely want to be written into. Every person here, you want to be written in that book. Because if you're not, the Word of God tells us in Revelation that whoever is not found in the book is cast into the lake of fire. Pretty heavy, but that is what the book of Revelation tells us. So the question is, are you in that book? Meaning, is your name written in the book of life that's in heaven? You could have 1,000 friends on Facebook. You can have 1,000 fans on your Facebook page. But if you're not written in the book of life, you're not getting into heaven. It's as simple as that. The Bible says in Matthew, what profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? So the question is, how do I get into the book of life? Okay, well, I'll tell you how you won't get into the book of life. Church membership, is that going to get you into the book of life? No, okay. Doing church work, okay? Coming in, doing something for the church, is that going to get you into the book of life?
No.
No? What about singing in the worship band? Is that going to get you into the book of life?
No.
No. Teaching Sunday school or creche, is that going to get you into the book of life? Okay. What about sitting on the pulpit or preaching? Is that going to get you into the book of life? That's pretty important, isn't it? You know, somebody who does that, surely their name should be in the book of life. No? Okay. It's good to go to church. It's good to do all of these things. It's good to be a good person. But being a good person isn't going to get you into the book of life. Isaiah 64 verse 6, our own righteousness is nothing but a filthy rag before the Lord. What does that mean? It means we can't do anything in our own strength. Because even the best stuff that we do, or the best stuff that we think we do, to God, it's just a filthy rag. You can look at somebody who's bad, look at people who are in prison, look at people who have done really, really horrible, horrible things, and you could probably think off the top of your head of, I don't know, half a dozen people and think, yep, nope, not in the book of life, not in the book of life, not in the book of life, not in the book of life. How many of you could do that? How many of you could think about people that you know or you've heard of and think they're definitely not in the book of life? Yeah? We could probably all do that. But how many of you could look at somebody who's been good and respectable and think, yeah, they must be in the book of life? Do we know that for sure? No. You can be as bad can be, or you can be as good can be. Neither of those things mean you're excluded from or you're going to be in the book of life. There is only one thing that gets us into heaven. It's not about us. It's not about the good stuff we do. It's not even about the bad stuff we do. It is God's grace. That is the only thing that gets us into heaven. That is the only thing that gets us into the book of life. Ephesians tells us, God saved you by his grace when you believed. and you can't take credit for it. There's nothing you did, nothing at all. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things that we've done, so none of us can boast about it. We can't say we're going to heaven because we're a good person. We're going to heaven because we gave offering in church on a Sunday. We're going to heaven because we took somebody out to do shopping because they'd had an accident and couldn't manage themselves. None of that good stuff that we think we do is worth anything in relation to our salvation. It's good stuff to do, don't get me wrong, but it's not going to get us into heaven. It says salvation is not a reward. We can't take credit for it. It is a gift of God by his grace. So the question is, again, how do I get into the book of life? Anybody tell me? All I can hear is blah, 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 blah. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, yeah? Is that enough? Repenting of our sins? Confessing Jesus as Lord?
Developing a personal relationship?
Yeah. Fab. Okay, so to be 100% sure, let's look at the Word of God and see what it says. Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse 3, that in order to be able to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. The Apostle Paul in Romans says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So in other words, yeah, you repent of your sins, but you have to acknowledge that you're a sinner before you do that. How many of us here believe that we're not a sinner? Yeah, so I think we're pretty all confident that, you know, we're sinners, no matter how much we try not to be. We're born sinners. We have to acknowledge that, and then we have to repent of our sins. We confess and believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. That is a promise of God. No doubt about it, that is the promise of God. So another question then, that's how we get into the book of life. Another question could be, how do I know if my name is in the book of life? Anybody? In 1 John 5:11-13, which we read, and this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The Word of God tells us if our name is written in the book of life. It's as simple as that. So in other words, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're written in the book of life. And you have eternal life. But if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible tells us your name is not written in that book. And if you die without Christ in your life, you will be separated from God for eternity. That's what the Bible tells us. It's a tough message, but that is the truth. That is what the Bible tells us. You can't think, I've really, 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 really messed up. I have been such a bad person. There is no way that God could forgive me and my name could be written in the book of life. God knows you. He created you. He knows your life story from before you were born, beginning to end. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for your sins. Sins that you know you've already committed when you give your life to him. But everything else up until the point that you die, we don't know about it, but God knows about it. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. He knows everything. And he died on the cross for every single one of us so that we can have eternal life. There is nothing you can do that can make God turn his back on you when you cry out to him. Nothing at all. But you know what? There's nothing that you can do to make God love you more either. So you can try to be a really good person. Is that going to make God love you more? No, because God loves you unconditionally anyway. There is nothing that you can do that God will love you more for. He loves you unconditionally, completely, a love that we can never understand or fathom. That is what God promises us. Look at some of the people in the Bible. Look at Abraham. We sang about Abraham, yeah? Father Abraham, I loved Ramal's actions. He was really going for it. But we sang about Father Abraham. Father Abraham was a man who was considered the father of the faithful. Abraham was a liar, but his name was written in the book of life. Moses, who led the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness, he was a murderer. Moses murdered somebody. He still, his name was written in the book of life. David, the most successful king of all Israel, a guy who is known for being somebody after God's own heart, committed adultery. His name was still written in the book of life. It is not about the good or the bad that we do. It is purely the fact that God's grace covers everything. And if we accept that, and if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we accept him, it covers everything, everything. Paul, one of the greatest missionaries that ever was, and Paul, who wrote most or half of the books in the New Testament, was a man who planted churches all over the place. But before he got saved, Paul persecuted the church and was killing Christians everywhere. And yet Paul encountered Jesus. Paul encountered God, and his name was written in the book of life. Your name too can be written in the book of life if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So the question is, and it's the question we need to go away with or think about, is our name written in the book of life? Do we know 100% that our name is written in the book of life? And if not, we need to make a decision right now. It's more important for your name to be written in the book of life than it is for you to be popular on Facebook or on MySpace or on Twitter. There's nothing wrong with those medias. Nothing wrong with them at all. But Facebook can be shut down at any time. The book of life never gets closed. The book of life is in the hands of Jesus. It's in heaven and it will never fade away. I'm just going to ask Victoria to come out now and pray. We're just going to take a few minutes to think about, do we know that our name is written in the book of life? Are we 100% sure? And if we're not, now is the time to do something. Not to leave here, but to do something. So we're going to just take a couple of minutes, close our eyes, and then Victoria's going to come out and pray.